We Talk Podcast presents...
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was.
Ooh, what it is, what it do, welcome to the Stick Boy Podcast, shooting the breeze with Joshua Adam, William Arbuthnot, with the ultimate co-host... Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
Joel, shooting the breeze round two. What, did something break again in the last hour?
No, nothing yet, but I mean, you know, shooting the breeze, I think we like to talk about sports, and I mean, there's nothing in sports. It's been the quietest it's ever been in sports.
This week has just been too much.
It doesn't stop. It just keeps going. I'm driving along, and I'm learning how to drive, and it's all good and wonderful. And then I go home, unwind, take it easy. I know we're going to do this podcast, and I'm excited. And suddenly my phone buzzes, and I'm like, why is my phone buzzing? And it's you, and I think, well, maybe something small or something. Maybe it's the Brock and Randy Orton, or Brock, whoever Brock's facing at SummerSlam.
We'll talk more about Brock and Randy Orton on the One Fall podcast. So make sure you go check out One Fall.
But I'm thinking, okay, that'll be it. We'll talk about it a little bit, and then we'll jump into shooting the breeze. We have breaking news. What's the breaking news, Josh? Well, it's not breaking news, Josh, because it is what I would consider insanity, repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
I love the Joel rants. Continue.
Because John Bones Jones has been pulled from UFC 200 main event, arguably one of the biggest paychecks he could have had. He's pulled from it because he was caught doping. Or the belief is he was caught doping. That's the current thing.
Yeah.
This is a guy that has had chance after chance after chance after chance. He is a guy that you think, well, he has to learn after that, doesn't he? It would make sense. Like, I mean, after the hit and run, you think, okay, well, he's going to learn and he'll be smarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. You think that after everything that happened, him getting stripped of the title, you'd think him being punished would have been like, well, you know, this guy, maybe I need to clean up my act a bit. And he doesn't, because he continues to screw it up. This is a guy that has all the pieces you'd want in a fighter. He has everything you would need to be successful. He could be probably one of the greatest, not the all-time greatest, but in that conversation.
Mm-hmm. UFC just listed their greatest fighters of all time, apparently, and he was ranked number one.
And now
Which I disagree with. Yeah. I think that their greatest fighter is a Brazilian. That's a spider or a Frenchman.
Yeah, I think it's the French-Canadian, but that's just my opinion. Anyways, I look at this and I go, this is a guy that had all these pieces. I think he's going to become the ultimate what-if in the world of mixed martial arts, because it'll be a guy that as of May 23rd, 2015, his career's just been stop and go.
Mm-hmm.
And even before then, there were some attitude issues, there was the DUI, there was stuff like that, that this guy just couldn't, it was like he was slowly veering off the path. And you'd think, well, he'd correct himself and keep going straight because he's got a lot going for him. And he just kind of kept veering, and my disdain for him grew, as you can clearly tell.
Yeah, we've always kind of prefaced on our One Fall podcast that the one player, like the one person as far as athletics go, like Joel normally likes everyone and is pretty positive about stuff, but Joel's madness towards John Jones has seen no end.
And I'm right. I'm sorry. I am right, Josh.
I turned around this time. I'm like, he went to rehab. I think he learned his lesson. And nope, I was wrong.
I think because the rumor is he could, and we're going to talk a lot more in depth than this on the One Fall podcast.
Yeah, this is just a little teaser. We don't want to make shooting the breeze about combat sports as much as we have that, but we want to give you a little sample. You go to Costco and you get those sweet samples. This is the Costco version.
Flashbacks to my time at Costco. This is a guy that could face a 2-year suspension, Josh. 2 years. Yeah. And he is, as we are talking.
Well, you know, Alt's got a suspension for something similar that was a big time fighter for them, was Chael Sonnen.
Yeah.
Who, ironically, reported it on ESPN tonight.
The irony of the world.
Yeah.
He is a guy that will be 30 if he comes back and if they take him back. Because we've talked about this, and we've talked about this with Jeff Hardy, we've talked about this with certain guys in WWE that we would call a flight risk, a guy that you can't rely on.
We're seeing it with Kurt Angle right now, and the company trying to struggle to bring him back or not.
Yeah. So you see that there is people that struggle with, and it becomes, can I trust you? Because if you had this shiny gold belt, can I rely on you to be the guy and carry it and be at least a respectful face? UFC has suffered a lot of blows over the last little bit, especially with the GSP and when all the drug testing and calling it not the greatest. I think that hurt the sport. And now having your interim champion get busted for doping. You did the right thing. You didn't do what Vince did with Roman. They're different things, but at the same time, it's still, you punished him, you pulled him. And Dana White looks like if he had any hair, it would be gone right now. Because
And I think you brought the one big point. I mean, there was a few tweets joking about Roman Reigns with this. And it's true, because if this is any other sport, like, we saw it in the NBA Finals more recently with Draymond Green, right? Like, he passed his violation of technical fouls, and he got suspended, because that's the rules. So he had to miss a game of the NBA Finals. John Jones messed up, you're out. It should have been the same with Roman Reigns, but unfortunately for professional wrestling, they have their mandate of the day, and that's all that works for them.
Yep. So I do give UFC, because this is a horrible spot to be in.
They've lost two main events for their biggest show, maybe ever.
And
they're two of their biggest stars. All we need is a Ronda fight to be canceled, and we got the trifecta.
Here's my other thing, that now we transition to what is the main event. And we're going to hit a lot more on this. I don't want to hit a lot on this. But Brock headlined UFC 100, and now Brock Lesnar is headlining UFC 200.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a guy that you didn't think would be in this spot, but yet somehow is.
Mm-hmm. And we already had a lot of what-ifs with Brock going in, and now the what-ifs have gained even more. But again, I don't want to talk as much about that. I want to save that for one fall. So I'm just going to give you a little snippet of that right now, of what it's just the main topic as we do this. You know, it hits that 11 o'clock point on ESPN, and Scott Van Pelt was even saying, like, wow, you know, when something breaks at this time of the night, it can't be good.
Yeah.
And this has just came off what I'll transition into next, unless you have any other points, is Dwayne Wade leaving the Miami Heat.
I have no other points. I'd go on for hours about this.
And we'll do that. We'll do that on One Fall. So make sure you go check out One Fall, and make sure you check us out on Instagram as well at @1_fallpod on Instagram for a lot of breaking news and good stuff on there. But for the NBA, I'll let you play a little bit of host again here too, Joel. Dwayne Wade, another star player that we thought was a lifer, left his team.
Those don't exist anymore. I'm going to say this right now. They don't exist. There is no such thing as a
lifer. The only one I think are left. I think Dirk Nowitzki will never leave the Dallas Mavericks. I'm pretty sure of that. I would have said Dwayne Wade in this, though. I don't think Tom Brady will ever leave the Patriots.
No, I don't think so. Unless the relationships get
started. I won't say Gronk, because Gronk is still young.
Yeah.
Now that I have this, I won't say Gronk. It's players like, I never would have thought I would have seen Peyton Manning in another team. But we just saw Kobe go out, so you know, like, okay, well, it happens with some, with Kobe, but Dwayne Wade was the Miami Heat. Yeah. He was one of those players too that, you know, we've seen a lot of these players that if you didn't really know basketball, you knew certain players. You knew who Dwayne Wade was, you knew who Kevin Durant was, and you knew who Derrick Rose was. And a lot of these guys, like Derrick Rose, a Chicago kid, thought he would have stayed there. He gone. KD, you know, he helped build this organization. Couldn't imagine him leaving the Thunder. He gone. And now Dwayne Wade. And, you know, I see some people burning Dwayne Wade jerseys. That's just not right. This guy gave this city 3 NBA championships. And multiple years of his service, constantly took a pay cut, which is how this all got started, Joel. because
I was just going to ask you, how did this all transpire? Are we here today?
He has never been the highest paid player in the Miami Heat. Never. And he took a major pay cut when LeBron and Chris Bosh came in. And it's like, fine, I'm sacrificing to win the NBA championship, right? And so he took that pay cut, and he finally was like, you know what? And last summer, he took a little bit more of a pay cut, but he's like, right, next summer, like, I want to get paid. He wanted the max. He wanted the $25 million because he's never had it. Yeah. He's never had that much money. And, you know, a lot of people say he's a greedy athlete, but, I mean, this is a guy that is arguably one of the best athletes of our generation, and he's just never earned he's never had the money that he absolutely deserves. So he's held them up, and he's like, listen, like, I really want this money. And at first they're just kind of like, you know, he's just been loyal for so long, I don't think they took him very seriously. And it finally came down to the last 48 hours. Things between Mickey Arison, the owner, and Pat Riley, the GM, got so bad with everybody and Wade that they finally said, all right, we're all done here. And he had a meeting this evening with Mickey Arison, the owner. I was told it ended pretty fast. And right after that, he called the Bulls and said, let's make a deal.
Jeez. Let's make a deal. Wayne Brady and Dwayne Wade have made a deal. And
He's from Chicago. He's from Chicago also, I should notice.
So it's a hometown boy coming back to a team. Chicago hasn't been what they once were.
No, it's interesting because Jared Hammer and I were just doing the pod recently after the Derrick Rose trade, just before draft day, and we're like, wow, they're going to have to rebuild because they have nothing left, and maybe they're going to trade Jimmy Butler. Derrick Rose was gone. At the time, we knew Jakeem Noah was gone. We didn't know where he was going. Now we know that Jakeem Noah is on the New York Knicks. So we knew that two of the key pieces throughout the years were gone, and Jimmy Butler would probably be next. They didn't trade Jimmy Butler. They were close, apparently, at the draft to a few teams. And then we come to now, where they've signed Rajon Rondo, and they have Dwayne Wade, and they've got Robin Lopez, who's a really good center in that trade. And they're at that weird tier we talked about, Joel. They're at that tier where they are good enough to make the playoffs, but they are not good enough to win a championship.
See, that's one thing that you have brought up in a previous podcast and just sticks. It's kind of like it's about in any sport, it's about that tier system of you've got your surefire will likely make the finals teams.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your teams that are kind of like we could maybe have a sudden upset, but we're going to be in the playoffs all the time. You've got the fringe teams that may make the playoffs.
Got the young up and coming, like there's no chance in hell they're making the playoffs, like the Lakers, for example. Like yeah. Lakers aren't making the playoffs. They got a nice young core there, and they're going to build that core. Same with a team like Phoenix, for example.
Yeah, you look at it and you kind of go, you kind of see that each team has kind of a different thing. Lakers are a prime example of a team that's not going anywhere next year.
No.
But is building towards something.
They don't want to either. The draft is stacked next year, so yeah. They're going to want it. And now Miami's in this weird position where if Chris Bosh, he had the same thing that for those hockey fans that Steven Stamkos suffered from. He had blood thinners and blood clots. So if he can't play next year, it's a team that I really think should bottom out. It's Miami. I mean, everyone wants to live in Miami, right? Like, you can bottom out this year. It's a very good draft next year. You got a nice set of young talent. You got Hassan Whiteside there. You got Justice Winslow last year, who I really like. You got Josh Richardson, who I really like. Just bottom out, get in that draft, and then next year try to get Russell Westbrook or Blake Griffin.
Yeah. It definitely...
And I think it helps Chris Bosh now, right? Because obviously he wants to play basketball, but if Chris Bosh, if they said, like, hey, you can't play, maybe take an extra season off now, sure, he's going to lose another season of his NBA career, but at least now he knows that I may lose a season of my NBA career, but it's gaining another one of my life.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't have to rush back, because with him, they're a fringe to probably not playoff team. Without him, they're a terrible possible lottery team, which yeah. I think they would rather be a lottery team, especially with the draft this year. Like, I keep on saying, it's stacked.
Oh, yeah. And it's definitely one of those things where now you're kind of like, you got to think that for his health, because it's scary. Like, and there's things where you kind of sit there and you go, wow, I can't believe.
He was on Bill Simmons' show tonight, and I'm actually surprise Bill never asked him, but it was more of a fun kind of thing. But I thought I was disappointed with Bill as a host. I think it's a responsibility to ask that question.
I think it's definitely because it's a big part of the player's life.
Yeah, it's the biggest story with him. You know, it's the biggest question in his life is, are you going to play next year? Can you play?
Yeah.
And I know it was a chill back relationship what they were doing. And they were talking about the Durant move and this fun stuff. But I think it's a responsibility as a journalist. That's the number one question you're going to have. For example, on Fresh Take, we're going to have Jillian from The Bachelor. And she had this big block thing covering her butt. And that's the first question I'm going to ask because some people are like, well, you can't ask that. That's rude. I'm like, well, that's the question that everyone wants to know.
Yeah.
Like, why did you have it on your butt? And, you know, and then you got to ask, like, maybe some stuff behind the scenes of The Bachelor. But that's the number one question everyone wants to know. So I get what Bill was – the questions was and everything. Maybe it did come up and they cut it because they have been known to do these about hour or so interviews in this. But I thought that was something they should have – especially if you're a Miami Heat fan tonight, right?
Yeah.
You're having a really rough night. You're finding out that your best player of all time has left your roster. And now Bosch is on there and you're probably like, just let us know, like, what's going on with you? Can you give us an update at least?
Yeah.
He's been pretty quiet about it. He had it last year and he was like, hey, this is the update. I'm good on this and good on this. And this time it was pretty silent, which I think silence is bliss sometimes, but
yeah,
in this case, it's a little scary.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that kind of takes our little bit of...
Well, I just wanted to finish another point on Wade really quickly here.
Just, you fire away.
Yeah, as far as the burning of the jerseys, I think that's disgusting
yeah.
on this part. I get the Durant stuff. That one hurts. He went to your archenemy. The Bulls and the Heat haven't been rivals for a long time. And this is the guy that gave you 13 years of service. If KD had won a championship with them, I would even feel like the KD and LeBron ones, just it's a small market and it hits really close to home.
Yeah.
LeBron, I even get to a degree with the decision and everything. What is your position on this whole jersey burning thing?
You realize you spent money on those. It's just like when the Flames had their playoff run in 04.
Yeah.
And Oiler fans had bought some Flames, like certain Oiler fans had bought some Flames merchandise because they were the only Canadian team and they decided to support them.
Oh.
And then afterwards they started to burn stuff. You would see video, you'd saw a news package where Oiler fans were burning stuff. You're burning money you spent on a sport that you watch for entertainment.
Well, even especially too, like NBA jerseys, all jerseys are expensive. Like an NBA jersey runs you about $120. You know, like that's a thing of groceries right there.
Yeah, and it just seems like it's a big waste of money.
I've never really got it. I like sometimes I get like tensions are high and everything like that, and you know it's emotional, but like in a case like Dwayne Wade, you know this guy has just been so loyal to the team that he's gonna come back. I also think sometimes it depends on the circumstances, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
I think if he wanted to, he would have came back to the organization. It wasn't a case of D. Wade not wanting to come back. It was a case of the organization disrespecting him.
Yeah.
That's what it came down to for me ultimately. And he just said, like, look, I wanted my money. He didn't give it. And I've talked to Jermaine Cummings, who's a big contributor, is one of our basketball analysts on Fresh Take, who's been born in Miami, huge Miami Heat fan. And, you know, he got it tonight. It's like a Laker fan losing Kobe. It's the face of the franchise, really, you know. And he helped get he was the big reason they got their first championship. Yes, Shaq was there, but Wade was the reason they got that championship. And he recognizes that, and he's like, it's a tough pill to swallow, but, you know, we're in that mode to rebuild now, and I respect his decision, and I'm happy that he gets to go home, and I think that's the right attitude for this.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. I think sports in general get overreactions. We get very passionate about it, and at times you're like, just chill out.
For example, too, like, I know your answer is, but it'd be like, so the Calgary Flames right now, they're going through negotiations with Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau, both who could possibly sign with other teams, right?
Yeah.
If Sean Monahan, who you have a jersey of, let's say he signed, I'm going to pick a team that you hate, let's say he signed with Toronto, would you burn the jersey?
No, God, no.
No, you'd be disappointed, and you'd look up, like, how can I get these numbers removed, and blah, 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 but And if you, even if you couldn't, you'd be like, all right, well, that's the jersey I have, and that's the jersey I'm going to wear.
It's just like I have a Backlund jersey. Mm-hmm. It seems like a safe jersey to have, so I'm going to go with, if he took off, it would suck, but I'm also going, I can live.
This is the part of when you get a sports jersey, you're more or less signing a mini contract knowing that one day this player has the ability to not be with your team. So you're wearing that in the moment of the time to appreciate the player. And I think a lot of Thunder fans, if a Thunder fan buys a Westbrook jersey this year, I think you're being silly. Yeah. And if you burn that jersey this year, you're in your mind being like, I'm probably going to burn this jersey in 12 months. Like, I wouldn't buy one right now just until he re-signs now. Like, I just think that's silly. So I wouldn't be shocked if Westbrook jerseys go down, but I could be wrong. I just think it's silly to get it for someone that you know is a good chance of leaving.
Yeah. You got to be very careful. You got to make the right choices.
Yeah. So it's been an interesting little bit here in sports. Hopefully things calm down now. Dwayne Wade's going to be on Kelly Ripa tomorrow, so I'm sure he'll talk more about everything. I'm happy for him to be with his family and stuff again. And there's a lot of little moves left in the NBA, but these sports, Joel, the other thing I wanted to bring up is it's so crazy now. Like, you know, NBA and NHL, these were already half the year already, like 8 months, 9 months sports. But these are almost like 12-month sports now, really, because the offseason is still going on. NHL's been a lot more quieter than the NBA, just because I think of the NHL kind of gets all their signings out of the way in one day, the way the GMs work. NBA GMs don't really work like that. Well, also because tomorrow, well, actually right now, is the official signing period. Now you can officially sign players, where there was before it was just kind of this, you can negotiate and agree upon deals. And now it's, you can actually sign them. For example, Harrison Barnes of the Dallas Mavericks officially just signed his contract.
Yeah.
But the NHL kind of got a lot of its signings out of the way. And now there's just like restricted ones. Like we talked about, like the ones that the Flames have with Johnny Goudreau and whatnot.
Yeah. But, and they'll come with time.
And I mean, it's not getting slower. We have the end of the Euro Cup coming down with Portugal winning today. And we got a big match between France and Germany tomorrow. So that'll be exciting. And the Olympic trials for stuff is going on right now. So we have the baseball All-Star game and the ESPYs. So it doesn't end, my friend. It doesn't end. And then everything that's going on with UFC right now.
Yeah. The land of sports is very, very it's always changing, always shifting. Calgary has, I think, tentative, I don't know the right wording for this, but Calgary has talked about placing a bid for the 2026 Olympics, Winter Olympics.
In Calgary next?
No, in just the city wants to put in a bid. Like, they're going to do their research, but Calgary may host another
Olympics. But with the Olympics. Yeah, yeah. But I think part of that for Calgary in the Olympics is you need the stadium.
Yeah.
Which I'd like to open that can of worms right now.
But let's.
But we'll save that for another day.
Oh yeah.
We'll save that for a slower sports day to start a shooting the breeze.
Yeah. But I think shift over to pop culture.
Yeah, sure. I've talked about a lot of the stuff on the upcoming Flashing Lights with Devin Seals. So if I've talked about it, just to let you know that I've already talked about it and don't want to go too in deep on stuff, but I'm willing to talk about. How about one thing we talk about really quickly here is, so one of the best parts about summer is, you know, obviously it's great to go outside and enjoy the summer and everything like that, but another great thing is that it's time to watch shows you've never seen before.
Yeah.
And both you and I are in the middle of that right now.
Yeah. I am currently partaking in the Office viewing.
Where are you right now?
Season 5.
Episode?
I don't remember. It's all a blur at this point. Michael does stupid things on a regular basis, though.
Yes. What's been your favorite episode so far?
Oh, my favorite episode right now. It might change. Oh, God. I don't know if I have a favorite episode. I have a lot of favorite moments. Like, recently, I got to see Dwight cut off, stab a CPR dummy and cut the face off and put it on his own face like Hannibal Lecter, which I thought was pretty good.
Is Dwight your favorite character?
He's really just, I enjoy his, his stuff. Like, I enjoy Creed. I enjoy Jim and Pam's interaction. It's great. And Michael's just always just doing something that you're like, Michael, his Holly, when I think my favorite moment of all time is the when he reveals when Toby's back, and it's the he turns around and all you hear is no.
You finally got to witness one of the biggest memes of all time.
Yeah, it was perfect. Josh, I will tell you this: and this is a spoiler for fans out there, so too bad for you. If Roman Reigns wins the title at Battleground, that audio is going to be placed at the beginning of the show. I've already decided it. Because I saw that, and I was sitting there thinking, how could I apply this to other things? And sure enough, I was like, that's right there.
It's very good. I like that. I like that.
So, you know, Mackenzie, who's been on and has bested me in several debates on the Stick Boy podcast, had turned me on to The Office, and now I'm 4 more seasons away from it being done, and 2 away from Michael leaving, I believe.
And possibly.
I more or less know, because that was such a big deal at that time, so I already know that Michael is leaving. I don't know why he's leaving. I'm very interested to find out, but I think Steve Carell is just fantastic. There's a lot of uncomfortable moments at time in that show where you're just a little like, no, Michael, stop.
It's an uncomfortable, but it's not like a Curb Your Enthusiasm uncomfortable.
Yeah. I will definitely have a lot more to say on The Office once.
Where does this rank as far as comedies for you?
Oh.
Whew. Do you put it ahead of How I Met Your Mother?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have
you seen 30 Rock yet?
No, I've not seen 30 Rock.
We've seen Parks and Rec?
No.
I think that's where you should go next.
Yeah, Parks and Rec.
Because it's the same people.
Okay, yeah.
And arguably, there's times I'm like, is this better? And I've debated, like, here's a debate I've been wondering for a while. Who had more famous people come from their show?
Hmm.
So here's the candidates that we have in there, right? So from The Office. And so what are we going to say? A B or higher you have to be as far as celeb. Okay. So Jenna Fischer has not done anything since The Office. Pam. Yeah. Rainn Wilson hasn't done anything. Obviously, Steve Carell is an A.
Yeah.
Ed Helms, B.
Yeah.
Ed Helms is arguably the second biggest star from there. Oh. Actually, no. Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
Mindy Kaling's probably the second biggest star from there. Mindy Kaling is about a B+, almost an A.
Yeah.
So Mindy Kaling's second. So we get Mindy Kaling, Ed Helms. Now John Krasinski's trying to do some stuff, but he's not at the B right now, right?
Yeah.
Can you think of anyone? Oh, Craig Robinson. He's ahead of both Jim and Pam as far as after career, right?
Yeah.
Trying to think of the. Yeah, so that's Craig Rob. That's Craig Robinson.
Damn.
So who else do we have that's done stuff? Do you think? No. Oh, you haven't got Aaron yet, right?
No.
Yeah, but you know Kimmy Schmidt, right?
Yeah.
She's a receptionist eventually.
Oh, very nice.
There's one guest star that's pretty big, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yeah, there's one guest star when you see it, it's like, holy shit, he's a guest star, he's a boss, and you're going to lose your mind. But he's also on there for those people that know what I'm talking about. But as far as the main cast, we're just going to focus on the main cast. There you go. So we got, what, 5 that are B or higher?
Yeah.
So Michael, we have Steve Carell, Ed Helms, Mindy Kaling, Craig Robinson, and I think her name's Ellie Kemper, the girl that plays Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
So that's, what, 5?
Yeah.
Okay, so Parks and Rec, you have Amy Poehler. Yeah, Amy Poehler, Chris Pratt, Aziz Ansari, Aubrey Plaza, Rob Lowe. That's 5 right there. Who else do you have? There's someone else that I'm missing. Oh, you know who else? Kind of, it's both of them from The Office is the girl that Jim dated.
Oh, Karen.
Karen, I can't remember her name. Rashida Jones.
Yeah.
So Rashida Jones takes off both, right?
Yeah.
there's one other person from Parks that's up there. I'm just trying to remember. So you have Aubrey Plaza, Chris Pratt, Rob Lowe. I think it's both five. But who has who's bigger in star power?
Between
their A-lister is bigger than The Office's A-lister. Chris Pratt is a bigger star than than Steve Carell.
Yeah.
And is Amy Poehler about the same level as Steve Carell?
I think so, yeah.
And then Aubrey Plaza's been up there as well, and Aziz Ansari is up there as well.
Yeah.
Like, they're all kind of at the same level. Like, Aziz Ansari is probably... Actually, Mindy's higher than Aziz Ansari, I'd say. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would.
As far as they both had very good shows, but I think Mindy... More people... If you walk down the street, more people would probably know who Mindy Kaling is than Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
And I think more people would know who Aziz is than Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
But she's done decent so far.
Yeah.
So there's one other person from the... That I'm forgetting. Oh, Adam Scott. Who's had a decent, like, supporting actor career.
Yeah.
Better than John Krasinski and better than Rainn Wilson. And I actually thought Rainn Wilson would have, like, a nice fit into stuff. Have you ever seen the movie The Rocker?
No.
He was in this movie The Rocker, had Emma Stone in it. I actually really liked it, but Emma Stone ended up being the star of that movie. And it was, and Rainn Wilson was the lead, right? Yeah. But it ended up being Emma Stone that really, you remember that, oh yeah, that movie had Emma Stone.
I think he almost got kind of, I think he suffers from that big thing called typecasting.
Mm-hmm.
People just see him and think Dwight.
Well, then they tried to do that thing with that, like, detective where he's kind of like the quirky. Yeah, you're right. They did that quirky detective kind of house type of thing with him.
Yeah.
And, he just kind of got pigeonholed into that. And that show died really fast. My dad and a few friends liked that show, but did you ever watch that show?
You know
the one I'm talking about.
No, I don't know which one.
There was a show, it was on Fox, and he was a detective, but he was always grumpy. It was pretty much the house version of like police work.
I can't imagine it did very well.
It didn't do very well, no.
So, Office, I will continue to watch, and I will report back.
Yeah, I think you should. Well, there's a few shows you have to watch this summer still. You still got to finish Mad Men. You got to catch up on Fargo, and you got to watch Rick and Morty. And now I add Parks and Rec to your list.
I'm just between work and this, I'm not gonna have a life at all.
Have the Calgary Stampede, which Joel's gonna. So just a little update for people that love stuff. The pods on the Stick Boy side, they're gonna get a little lower, but that's okay. Joel needs got to make some paper to get better appliances for us.
Yep. I need to keep the lights on. That would be good.
You know, we still got content over at Fresh Take, but of course, make sure you check. We're still have one falls here and there, even if I just do a solo pod. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I may even bring in a special guest next week for one fall if Joel can't make it.
You know, I am being deployed to an undisclosed location for an undisclosed job. That's all I will say. And I will
from parts unknown.
Yeah, parts unknown. Like from what? So I have a quick question. We speak of parts unknown. Isn't Kane from Parts Unknown? So how is he on Team USA?
I don't think he was ever from Parts Unknown.
One of the guys on that team definitely was from Parts Unknown, or at least
that was the Jump Squad, by the way.
Yeah,
that was bad.
And just sitting there, and I'm like, and isn't Kalisto from like Chicago or something?
No,
like
he was born in Mexico.
I don't see that whole thing, that July 4th episode. I was a little confuzzled at times. Like, I did like the Canadian national anthem getting played.
The thing with that. So Jason Agnew from Live Audio Wrestling did his own review of it. I loved it. He hated all the national anthems. He thought it slowed it down and it confused people. I loved it. I love, like, the Mexican national anthem and the Irish one and the Swiss one. And I love when they had the Canadian national anthem. And I love the promo that KO had with everybody.
Oh, yeah. I thought that, you know, the one, I think the playing devil's advocate, and we'll talk about this more on the One Fall pod, but I think that the one thing it did kind of affect was you didn't have, like, Sammy's music playing. You didn't have...
I think that was the idea, too, because you wanted them to have the baby faces.
Yeah.
To not get over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it definitely deflated the one half because people would have been kind of torn.
Exactly. Again, we're going to save that. Let's go to the next thing. Let's go to my show.
What?
I've been watching Game of Thrones, man.
You it's a small little show. It's not one of the most talked about TV shows in television history.
Getting delayed now, too.
Yeah. It doesn't have this buzz about it that people lose their damn minds over.
It's you kind of get where everything comes from now, man.
Oh yeah.
You catch the buzz now. I now understand everything.
So I've seen a good solid chunk of it, and you hadn't. What are your thoughts on everything that you've seen? Like, not because there are people that are still very much Game of Thrones spoiler avoiders, so...
Yeah, I won't say too much, but, no, I've liked what I've had so far. It's been a nice, it's been nice to get into it. Again, these summer shows, it's so nice to have these summer shows. I still gotta watch the rest of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That may be next to my list, and, our Devin Seal has really tried to get me to watch anything anime, at least one anime, because that's his avenue, man. And we were going through, Hulu has all these animes on it, and I was like, oh, I've seen like five of these, but it was like the ones you would think. The ones that you've seen, Joel.
Yeah.
Pokemon, Digimon, Sailor Moon, Naruto, and Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
So pretty much all the ones that were on like YTV in Canada.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, but and I wouldn't even say like, when I say see, like I never like, made like seeing Dragon Ball or Sailor Moon or any of those like primary viewing. It's like, oh, cool. I was a kid. Sailor Moon's on. Sweet.
Yeah, it was
all again. Did you ever go out of your way to ever watch anime? Or were you ever big into anime stuff?
Well, Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z were probably my two, and I guess to a degree, Digimon.
Yeah, Blade. But you never went to watch like Ghost in the Shell or Cowboy Bebop.
No.
But you've heard of them, though.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what they are.
Yeah, I'm considering watching Ghost in the Shell before the movie comes out. Also, there's this show on their anime called One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Where it's exactly what it sounds like. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of it. Tell me more.
It's exactly what it sounds like. He knocked people out with one punch. It's exactly what it sounds like. Devin suggested I watch it. He's pretty excited, too, because Samurai Jack's coming back.
Yeah.
And that's another... Did you watch that?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you watch all the seasons?
No.
I only watched, like, the first two was me.
Yeah.
And they're all on Hulu, and it's something I'm considering going back and watching for the summer as well.
Yeah. It was never bad. Like,
people are like, go out and enjoy the summer. I'm like, I'm saving for a house, people. I'm trying to avoid any summer activity right now to save for a house.
No, I would be saving money too.
Especially with what's looming here in Calgary with the stampede. That'll gobble up your money pretty fast.
Oh yeah, 100%. We've kind of gone a little off the rails, but I wanted to hit on it because you kind of mentioned it. Pokemon Go is not here yet.
No, it's in the States now, but it's not in Canada yet. I could get it on my iPad, but I didn't bother because I just feel like I want to play it on my iPad, on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I think it'll be out. Is it out yet? Because it's past Eastern time.
I shall check, and if it is, this podcast is going to be cut very short. I'm sorry, Josh. I am running out, and may or may not run by traffic.
Still not up.
I just want to play Pokemon. That's it.
There's a whole bunch of like sub apps for it, though, right?
No, well, there's a bunch of stuff that is out there, but I mean, my main concern is walking around and catching Pokemon. That's what I'm gonna do. I will probably be at work on a break, walking around, seeing what Pokemon.
I wonder why it's not in Canada yet.
I think they were just
like putting it in the States like before. You said it was in smaller places, but now that it's in the States, it's like, okay, well, we don't care about glitches anymore because we put it in the United States.
Yeah, it's now full out. I think it'll probably go tomorrow, to be honest.
I would think so.
and I will again be very busy walking around catching Pokemon. You might not even, your One Fall podcast might be just hearing me catch Pokemon. Just so what do you think of this, Joel?
I caught them all.
I've all 150 caught. I've gone completely insane. And that'll be the rest of the podcast. Just me rambling.
I wonder with this, it's something that I talked with some friends about. Is there a shelf life on Pokemon Go?
I think
the initial burst of it is going to be great. And everyone's really excited about it. My question is, how many people would play in this in 6 months?
Here's the thing. Pokemon has been around since, for me, in my life, 1999. That was the first time I played Pokemon. And I constantly, like, I'll fall in and out of love with it, but the one thing that Pokemon has going for this Pokemon Go is it has such a rich history mm-hmm. that right now it's only the first original 151. You gotta think in a year's time, suddenly they're gonna add another 150, and they're gonna add another 150.
How much are we up to now?
I don't even remember, but I think that you're always going to have that, like, oh, well, I can go get an... And it's not hard to catch the Pokemon. You don't have to travel to exotic locations. If you want a water Pokemon, you go by the water. If you want...
Some people have been really creative. Dorkly put some pictures up. One person put, like, the fish into, like, a frying pan.
Yeah. And I think that's the one thing that helps it, is you're going to get some of these odd little glitches where you're going to find a Squirtle sitting on the can.
Yeah.
You can be like, this is a little odd, but I think it'll always be something that people will be kind of intrigued by. Will I be playing it intensely in 6 months? Probably not, but will it still sit on my phone, and will I still be going out there and, you know, if I'm out in Banff or Canmore going on a hike, suddenly bust the phone out just for a couple minutes and see what Pokemon's out there? Probably.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm more intrigued by it than even looking forward to it. I'm like, what is it? Like, I'm really, like, looking forward to, like, how it works and everything, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things it's one of those things that you kind of sit there and you kind of go, how does this work? Is it going to look good? Is it going to sound good? Is it going to be fun? Will there be tons of glitches? Will it crash a lot? But if all these things are, like, if it crashes every... If it's slightly buggy, anything on the iPhone seems to be buggy. So I'll be like, yeah, no, cool.
The difference is between this and the Android, and one of the things I think is taking so long for the iOS in Canada is because Android just puts stuff up.
Yeah.
That's the one good thing about having an iPhone to me, that the reason I've always trusted an iPhone is Apple checks their stuff, double checks it before they ever put it up. There's going to be glitches for sure, but Apple's a lot more fluid with checking stuff than Android is.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. And I think that avoids us getting some very serious issues, which is a good thing. I think that it definitely means that we're going to get a decent product. And mm-hmm. I'm going to get to walk around and catch Pokemon. So if you see me wandering around the streets, flicking my phone at things, don't mind me.
There's going to be a lot of people. I'm ready for people to get ran over because they're trying to look for a Pokemon in the middle of the street.
Well, there was... I don't know where it was.
It already happened.
No. There was a location where there's, like, a Poke Spot where you can, like, recharge or get Pokeballs to kind of basically replenish. It was a police station, and they had put out a statement going, don't look at your phones when you're crossing the road, please. And when you come to this location, you can stand outside the police station, get your Pokeballs, and go on your way. You don't have to go in the police station to get the Pokeballs, and you don't have to ask us for the Pokeballs either. So, I guarantee you're going to get a few moments of those where you'll be at a store and someone's going to walk in and go, where's the Pokeballs? What are you talking about? I'm here for the Pokeballs. There's none. I think there'll be some comedy tied into this, but...
Give me some comedy and maybe one. So can you duel your friends with this?
I believe so.
Okay.
It's definitely one of those things. I don't know. I know the basics of it, but I'm looking for when it comes out, and then I'll really be able to deep dive into it.
I think
it.
This is the one thing that people, ever since they played that first Game Boy game, has always been like, oh, I wish I could be a Pokemon monster myself.
Yeah.
Now you have the ability.
Yeah, And it's crazy because you'd think, like, when you were little, oh, I'd love to go running around catching Pokemon. It'd be fantastic. Now you kind of get to do that. And in such an age where technology is so big, that this is just there's going to be a ton of people. And there are going to be a ton of kids suddenly exposed to Pokemon that otherwise wouldn't have, that's suddenly going to be like, oh, wow, I like this. And Nintendo is just going to be raking in the cash.
Yeah, because they don't have enough of that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Sweet. What's next?
Well, back to Game of Thrones. I think we should circle back a little bit for you. What character stood out for you?
Daenerys.
Just hands down?
Yeah. The Khaleesi.
What did you think of how her relationship with Drogo started and played out and then ultimately finished?
It was Game of Thrones. This is a long answer for what should be a short one, but Game of Thrones has this crazy ability, unlike anything else I've really seen before, where it's it can make you hate a character so much one second and then love them and make excuses for them. And I think a prime example of that was Jaime Lannister, who I really like now, but at first you hated, right?
Yeah.
But there's some characters I really hate. There's one character now that I think I hate more than Joffrey.
And which one's that one?
I'll get to that in 2 seconds. But as far as the Drogo, it was interesting because Khaleesi started really weak, and then she thinks she just kind of had this. She just kind of did the hulked up in a way, right? And she just kind of became boss, and she just kind of realized the situation and made you really like Drogo. Was what my point is that you kind of hated Drogo, and because he kind of forced himself on her, but you kind of like, no, he's not forcing himself on her. It's just he doesn't know any better. It's just his people.
Yeah,
you make this weird kind of excuses for Khal Drogo.
It's definitely, you almost look at it, you try to look at it as what it is, these characters, the world they live in, the standards that they have, how they interact with each other. It's vastly different. It's vastly different from what it is today, but at the same time it might not be, because there are certain people that do certain things that you're like, why did you do that? And you're like, well, I don't know. I just decided to start doping because I thought it would help me win a fight.
One of the characters I think I hate more than Joffrey now, I don't know his full name because I've just started the naming characters on here, but it's the dude's bastard son, that the guy that killed Robb Stark and his mom.
Oh, Greyjoy? Or
no, it's not Greyjoy. It's the guy that calls Greyjoy Reek. And tortured Lovejoy and cut his dick off.
Oh, him.
He's a piece of shit. He may be worse than Joffrey. It's close for me.
Joffrey is everything we want Roman Reigns to be, Josh.
No, I don't even know if I want Roman to be that.
That level of heel heat.
Would Roman have a wooden dick then?
You never know. I mean, Vince... whatever goes on backstage stays backstage. No, I think, trying to word it better, but I think for Joffrey was the ultimate heel.
Oh, yeah.
He had people despising him, and there was no way that you could sit there and go, but he meant to do this.
No, like, there's no turn on Joffrey. There's certain villains in here where, like, even like the Red Woman, I see decent stuff in her sometimes. She's kind of batshit crazy, but she's not at the top of my shit list.
Yeah, the one thing I find with Game of Thrones, people do have that shit list of people that they're like.
Oh yeah, like Joffrey was there. This new guy is definitely up there, especially what he just did to Sansa.
Oh yes,
I know George R. R. Martin is like writes some of his characters pretty rough. The when is Sansa gonna get anything, man? Like, she just gets nothing.
Just like the preference, Josh hasn't seen any of season 6, so...
No. I hope Sansa gets something.
You'll see. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's just...
Man, I feel so bad for her. She hasn't gotten anything. The Starks don't... Well, you know, Arya is in this weird kind of, like, stealthy ninja kind of thing right now. So she's getting something. We haven't seen anything else from the other one right now.
Yeah.
And then there's there's Jon Snow. By the way, my boy Sam just got laid, so I was pretty happy for him. That was my dude. That's a death that, and don't you dare spoil it for me, people, in the comments. Sam may be my favorite, one of my, if not, like, other than those core three that everybody loves, like Daenerys and Peter Dinklage and Jon Snow, just don't kill Sam. I know it's coming. I'm just not ready for the Sam death. I'm just not ready for it. He's my guy.
It's going to be something awkward and weird, and you're just going to be like, no. It won't be anything like hold the door, though.
No, and that's the thing. I know that one's coming. Yeah. So that's going to be sad. And part of it is really, yes, getting to season 6. Because season 5 has been fine. I definitely think there's a little bit of a lull to it at points. It's this weird, there's some very religious angle to it. But, you know, I've enjoyed it quite a bit. We were talking today about our top 10 shows of all time, Joel. And obviously, it's very hard to list them off the top of the head. But if you had your top 5 or 6 shows of all time, what would you say?
All right, number from one's Breaking Bad.
From yeah, yeah.
You will never get me to budge on that. I will fight you. Breaking Bad's number one, greatest show of all time.
Again, this is your taste too. This isn't what you think is the best. This is your personal taste.
Yeah. Now it kind of gets very muddy and murky with a lot of possibilities. I think The Wire's in there somewhere. I think Friends is somewhere in there for me. Community.
What would be number 2? Do you have a solid number 2?
No.
No?
No. I'm just trying to think of other TV shows. The Sopranos for what it meant. The ending does hurt it.
I like the ending. I don't care what anyone says. I think the ending.
I think they ended it with the plan of doing a movie in like 5 to 6 years, and then Gandolfini sadly passed away.
I still think the ending was just so revolutionary. It set a pace, much like with Mad Men and Breaking Bad. It's these two endings, they have different meanings to them, and you can defer them anyway. Breaking Bad, is he in the body bag? Is he really dead? Mad Men, did he get coke?
Yeah.
And that, did he get shot? So there's always the mind fuck of what if, and you can always ask yourself, I like in a way there's no like one serious close to the saga of Tony Soprano.
Yeah, I definitely.
But I also can see the merit of not liking it either.
Yeah, definitely, definitely will never forget my father thinking that the cable somehow cut.
Yeah, but that's what happened to us too. We had an illegal box, American box at the time, and my dad was like, "Ah, shit, it went out. Damn it." Well, it was a good run. At least we got the finale of Sopranos, and we were about to go and unplug it and everything, and then the credits ran.
And then you realized what you'd just seen.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad's number one, Sopranos, The Wire, Community, Office is in there.
Office has cracked the top 10 now, hey?
Yeah. Nice. Friends, I think Friends would probably be number 2, just have a comedy there, because it's just that one show I can go to and I can watch and I can be like, I don't care what season it is, I can jump in. I think another show, personally for me, is Everybody Loves Raymond. So it's just a show that I can just plop in there and watch. It's not in the top 5, but it's definitely in the top 10 of something that can be like, I can sit here and watch it, and I don't have to think. I think Daredevil's been really good.
Yeah.
I think Batman the Animated Series is something that doesn't get talked about enough.
That's near the top of Devin's. Yeah.
Person of Interest, I think, is a very good underrated show. There's a lot of stuff that you kind of look at and you kind of go, it doesn't get enough buzz that it should.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Breaking Bad, Friends, The Wire, there's a lot of obvious ones, but then there's a few like little ones that you're like, oh. Huh.
Yeah, totally.
And you know what? I can even make an argument for Monday Night Raw. That's a weekly episodic TV show that has new content each and every week.
It is, yeah.
Even though the matches do repeat themselves at times. But I think that could even, that's a show that should be nominated for like just a production Emmy. Everything that goes into it, like,
yeah, the fact it doesn't ever get the production Emmy, I've always think it's highway robbery.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it's like, it's not the same scale, but every Monday night they're doing like a mini Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as extravagant, but each week it's a little Oscars. And then when they do their WrestleMania, That's a massive production. That is huge. Everything's got to go right or Vince will yell, which, as much as we enjoy watching that, it's not good for the people that are doing their job.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows that I think should get more credit than what it does.
Yeah.
but that's just my two cents. But top five, Breaking Bad, Friends, The Wire.
And this isn't, except for Breaking Bad, this is in no particular order than the other ones.
Ooh, now the last two get tough. Go Community.
You can expand it to 10 if you want to, Joel.
Yeah. Okay, let's go through the 10. So, Breaking Bad.
Okay.
I think Game of Thrones is on there.
Okay.
I think The Office is on there. I think The Community's on there. I think Everybody Loves Raymond's on there towards the end, but it's on there. The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it has had a decline.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just kind of looking around at all the stuff I own and getting ideas. I think The Walking Dead's on there. Watch it every week. I watch it for a reason. I know your feelings towards The Walking Dead.
I'm not saying anything. We don't have enough time.
I got three more spots, and I'm thinking, I know I'm going to be forgetting something, and I'm going to kick myself.
Could very well.
The Sopranos. That wasn't mentioned.
No.
I'm just thinking of all the TV shows I've watched. I think Daredevil's on there as well. I feel like I actually have to sit down and go through the list, and a lot of this will change, but that's more or less the gist of things.
This is what's Shooting the Breeze is about, though. They're not giving a set list of anything. You're just kind of just like off the top of your head, right?
What's your top five?
All right, so number one, again, like you, never changing. It's Mad Men.
Yeah.
It's never changing. You can't change it. Number two is a little more difficult because there's a lot of contention there. So number two, it's hard. So like, there's kind of a kind of a cluster mix up here. So it'd be like Sherlock, Breaking Bad, Sopranos, One Tree Hill, and Simpsons. Well, and also, can I say this? And is this justified? Justified, that's not a word. Justified. Can I bunch together the OC and One Tree Hill together, or do they have to be separate?
I think you can.
Yeah, so they're kind of, you know what, they're separate. So One Tree Hill is by itself, because I do like One Tree Hill more, and just what One Tree Hill meant to me and stuff like that growing up. It was like one of the main shows I had growing up. I'd probably go Mad Men number one, Sherlock number two, Breaking Bad number three.
Yeah.
Joel, you're going to kill me. One Tree Hill maybe number three. I'm not saying it's better. Obviously, Breaking Bad is so much better. I'm just trying to think. I'm just like thinking of what, like, I when I put it to it, it's the direct of anticipation for the show. There's a lot of stuff that happens that I kind of put it into factor as well, right? It's when that show was on, how much did you wait for every episode and consume every episode and want to buy products of that episode, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, anything I see Mad Men, much like you with Breaking Bad, I'm like, I'm getting that. The same with Sherlock. So that's why they're probably one and two.
No.
So let's just put Breaking Bad there because it's better. And then One Tree Hill. And then Simpsons is probably in that top five.
Yeah.
Six is probably Sopranos. And then it gets interesting. Those last four, hey?
Yeah.
Like, Smallville's hard not to put in there for me, because I love Smallville. How I Met Your Mother's is somewhere in there. Office is somewhere in there. 30 Rock is somewhere in there. Game of Thrones is getting closer to there, but if I had to do those last four slots, I'd probably put How I Met Your Mother in there.
Yeah.
Choosing between The Office and Parks and Rec is really hard.
Yeah.
And same with 30 Rock, like the three of them together, and Community. So Community is probably number eight. Happy Endings. Actually, you know what? I'd probably put Happy Endings into that top five almost. But yeah, Happy Endings is on there. And then one more show to round it out. Oh, there's so many, because like I said, OC is definitely on top of there. Really like the OC. Game of Thrones is definitely in there now. OC is kind of like I have with Game of Thrones, because everyone told me to watch the OC.
Yeah.
That was kind of different, because I was so loyal to to One Tree Hill that I didn't want to watch OC, and then I watched it with my ex-fiance, and I fell in love with it. So that was kind of a hard show to give up. But it's hard, man. I know, like, for you and I, we both have our number one.
Oh, yeah, locked in.
Like, Mad Men is... I thought, and it's funny, because for the longest time, I didn't think any of the people would beat Sopranos. I think you were the same way, right?
Oh, yeah. I even asked myself, what could possibly pass the Sopranos?
But it did. Mad Men takes the top cake for me, and then it's hard. Like I said, Breaking Bad, man, that was another show I jumped into about the second or third season, but everyone had kind of talked to me about it, and it kind of had the same kind of it had a minor buzz, not the same as Game of Thrones did. I don't think anything's ever captured the overall cultural impact that Game of Thrones has.
No, and I definitely agree with you.
I think The Walking Dead has definitely came close.
Yeah.
But it's never... Walking Dead has never came to anywhere near what Game of Thrones does. It's almost next to impossible to avoid Game of Thrones spoilers, to be completely honest. Like, it's pretty hard to not know what happens on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's pretty
even much... if you don't watch it, like stuff with the chickens, I knew, like, as soon as I'm like, oh, this is the chicken scene, I'm like, oh, I know that was, like, just know when certain things are coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's definitely one of those things that it's hard to avoid stuff, and you're kind of like, it's just so prevalent in so many culture, like, not even just in day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. You have little references to hold the door, you have little references to just anything and everything, and you're kind of like, it's kind of like it's weird how much some of these shows become cultural phenomenons. Mm-hmm. If you look at me, you would swear I sell meth with how much Breaking Bad stuff I have. I don't, but it's one of those things where you see people, like, you see the T-shirts and the pop figures and the DVDs and the crystal blue candy, and you see stuff like that, and you're like, holy crap. And you actually pause for a second, you look around, and you go, that's a lot of Breaking Bad merchandise. But it's just the influence of the show. Like, I guarantee you, if there's big fans of The Walking Dead, you'd think they're actually preparing for a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Just the merchandise that you can get from there. And Game of Thrones, you're like, do you like swords?
Yeah.
And dragons.
You know, the one thing with Game of Thrones is weird is, the warfare very much interests me in it. The strategy stuff from that olden times, that's something that really interests me and stuff on there. But then it makes me think too, like, man, it's like, can Marty McFly or someone just come and give someone a gun? Just, I want to see what happens if, like, Tyron just got a gun and, like, what up, motherfuckers? Now it's on. And just start knocking people out with a gat.
It would definitely...
I don't think they would react to it. Like, also, like, why has no one made a gun at a wildfire? Like a flamethrower kind of gun.
Because...
They did not think that, okay, well, we have these bow and arrows, we have the wildfire, if we can control it and shoot it out of something like we shoot the bow and arrow, that would be pretty deadly.
I think they kind of want to stay kind of...
I'm missing the point, I know.
Yeah. I think they just kind of stay... Like, for I'm pretty sure there's probably somewhere in that universe a character thought this would be a great idea. But knowing Game of Thrones, he probably died before he could build that invention. So it.
You know what, though? Him. Everyone says, like, a lot of characters die. I haven't found that as much. Maybe it's coming more than often, but realistically... So I'm going to get a little spoiler here. And nothing for you, Joel. So the Starks died. Okay, that sucked. The girl that Jon Snow died, that sucked. That one really pissed me off, by the way. That one hurt me. That one really hurt me. I yelled out a loud no, and my neighbors were like, buddy, are you okay?
TV show, that, don't worry.
Yeah, I'm like, no, well, Jon Snow's girlfriend died. But really, what were big deaths aside from that?
I think Ned Stark will be always the biggest.
Oh, Ned's up there too. But yeah, so the Starks and that. But, like, other than that, like, most characters have gone pretty strong. I mean, Did you finish season four, Joel?
Yes.
So you know what happens at the end of season four.
Yeah.
Okay, so when he kills Shay, at first it's so weird. Again, Game of Thrones makes you go back and forth. So I love Shay for the longest time. Like, oh, he has this girl, and that's awesome. But then, by the end, when she testifies against him, you're like, fuck this bitch. I hope she gets what she deserves. When he strangles her to death, you're rooting for it.
Yep.
It's very sadistic.
Yep. That's what that's the name of the game, Josh, is sadistic.
It's ridiculous, man.
And
it's
the only way to play the game. That's the only you either what was
that's how
quote?
You play the Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Hunter would be very good at this. He'd have his golden
shovel. Oh my god, he'd be the best.
Him and Sean and the clique would rule over and sit in the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
With their court jester, Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yep. Good call.
As Brett was exiled to the north.
I do like, you know, it's having the cultural relevance in it. That's really cool for me now. It's something that people talked about, and I felt so left out about it.
Yeah.
And now, like, even you were saying, like, oh, I really enjoy, like, talking about Game of Thrones with you because I didn't have that show to talk with you about.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's such a, you and I talk about so many big things pop culture-wise that it was something that was definitely missing. Like, a lot of friendships I had, and people are just like, you watch everything. How the hell have you not watched Game of Thrones? Like, I don't understand. Like, it's like, some people were actually just upset with me that I didn't watch it.
Well, now they can calm down because you watch it.
I do.
I think that was very good TV. It's good to have some summer shows. There's a lot to watch out there. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of good TV shows out there previously. But I wanted to end this podcast different than I've ever ended anything else.
One question really quickly. So what's the next show you're going to watch? Is it Rick and Morty? Is it the rest of Game of Thrones? Or Parks and Rec? Or Mad Men? What's the next show you're going to watch before you finish off?
It will probably be, just because it's on Netflix and it's simple, it'll probably be Orange is the New Black, the new season of that.
Yeah, that's not as sexy.
Yeah, it's there, and I'm kind of like, I can at least watch it for a little bit. I think it's not as many episodes, but there's so many other shows. Well, Mad Men's final season on there, so I'll finish off Mad Men.
Yes.
It'll be done. So, ending, what's your next show?
Huh. I think I got to finish Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but as far as the take on, is there anything you can suggest? I've always wanted to watch Doctor Who. I just think that's too much to take on, though.
Yeah, if you thought Game of Thrones was a lot. Yeah,
like, I want to watch it, but I don't know where to go with Doctor Who.
Yeah. What would be a good show for you to watch? I'll have to think about that and get back to you. Because I think there's a few shows out there that might be worth your time, but
right.
It's got to think and really think of what's going to be the best.
Exactly. Option.
But to end the podcast, I was having a nap, and okay. I woke up. My sister and mother had thrown on an entertainment show that had just been on, and I was like, I'm just kind of waking up. I'm hearing noises, and one of the things that I hear is that the Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston relationship is nothing more than a publicity stunt, and that there are several theories, conspiracy theories, that this is all made up.
Well, the lead one is that she wants to be a Bond girl.
Okay, that I can see the reason you would want to be next to Tom Hiddleston then.
Mm-hmm.
How? Because I'm not tied into this as deeply as...
This is Josh's expertise, doo-da. I talk wrestling and gossip too. I do it fucking all. Proceed with the question, because I'm sick of singing like an idiot.
What the hell is going on? I have no clue. Conspiracy
theories. So she recently broke up with Calvin Harris. Are you familiar with who Calvin Harris is?
No.
Okay. He's a DJ. He's put a few songs out. He did that song, If You Saw Me in the Summer. Anyways, so he does a lot of stuff. He's pretty popular. So they broke up, and everybody were like, oh, what? Cue the Taylor breakup songs. Here we go. And yeah, so that happened. And so, but she got with Tom Hiddleston, like, it seemed like a day after.
Yeah.
Which was just like, okay, what the hell is going on? Like, how did that happen so bloody fast? So mm-hmm. she got right back with him right away. And that was weird. So she broke up with Calvin Harris, and then she got with Tom Hiddleston. Like, they were getting really cozy, and all the magazines were, like, on top of them and everything like that. And, like, that, well, that's bizarre. Like, they're already pretty cozy next to one another. That was pretty fast. And so people are like, all right, well, I guess Taylor's going to write songs about Calvin Harris on her next album, because that's what she does after breakups. And now she's with Tom Hiddleston. Cool. And so the plot started to thicken. As we know, Daniel Craig isn't coming back for Bond next year. Yeah. Or not next year, whenever they do the next movie. Hiddleston's the heavily rumored to be the next Bond. And Taylor's people really want to get her into acting next.
Makes sense.
And they want her to be the next big Bond girl. And that this is the ploy to get it in there. I haven't heard anything, like, you could always... I've heard one, it was in a stupid magazine, but maybe Hiddleston's gay, and this is maybe her, it's his beard kind of situation. I don't think that's true. I just don't think in 2016, being gay and hiding it's really a thing anymore. So that's why I didn't really listen to that rumor, because there's nothing really to hide about being gay. If this was 1960 and you're like Rock Hudson, sure. Or if you're Liberace, sure. But it's 2016. It doesn't matter if you're gay or not. In fact, we celebrate people that come out of the closet. So yeah. That I don't believe that one.
Yeah, it just seemed... And it's one of the things, like, the one of the main threads throughout everything we've talked about is madness. Mm-hmm. Just the madness of the love of shows, madness of sports reactions to players leaving, to madness of John Bones Jones, to Pokemon, the madness of Pokemon, to now the madness of how much time and resources are dedicated to a celebrity's life.
Yeah,
and how exactly. much everything's analyzed, and all these conspiracy theories pop up that this, this, and this is going on, and they're doing this because they had a professional photographer, and they had this, so therefore this, this, and it's all like, holy crap, calm down, people.
This is the world of gossip, man, especially with Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the things that we talked about today for that famous video by Kanye.
Yeah.
If that was just a normal video, and let's say next to Kanye was, I don't know, Hillary Duff. She's not as relevant. Let's say it was Katy Perry. I don't think that video is half as big of – well, Katy Perry has the most Twitter followers of all time. But let's just say it was whoever other female, right? Let's say it was Nicki Minaj, yeah. right? That video does not get talked about as much. The reason people talk more about that video, it wasn't because of Amber Rose or other people in that bed. The main reason and the main point that everyone talked about that, and even when you showed me, was that Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Because Katy Perry can have the most Twitter followers. She can have all that. But at the end of the day, the number one celebrity I think that people follow, well, there's three. And three of them were in that bed and famous. And they were next to each other. It's Taylor, it's Kanye, and it's Kim.
Yeah.
Those are the three most famous, maybe Beyonce as well, and yeah. Jay-Z. But it's those five are the tops of the world right now as far as famous, as far as celebrity entertainers. You can also put Trump in there as well.
Yeah.
And who, again, is in that bed.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely one of those things where you're like, wait, what did I watch?
But in a way, though, like, I'm not really as burnt by it anymore. Just kind of like, okay, well, there's a Kanye doing Kanye.
Yeah.
I think the thing that got the attention was the Taylor stuff.
And oh, yeah.
Coming back to this now, like, whenever Taylor does something, people notice. And she does it, obviously, for a reason. Because, again, I point to someone like Katy Perry. Katy Perry hasn't put an album out in a while. She just got the most Twitter followers. But I've heard nothing about Katy Perry as far as her personal life or anything, really.
It's very hush-hush. But
yeah, it's very quiet as far as... Even like a guy like Timberlake. Don't hear anything really about Justin Timberlake ever, right?
Yeah. But Taylor Swift, always in the
news. Always in the news, yeah. Which is fine. I mean, you know, whatever, it is what it is. I'm a big Taylor fan, so it is what it is. But it, she definitely, let's just say, like, a lot of this stuff is definitely done on purpose, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I got my answer.
Yeah.
And my level of caring has not moved at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's still kind of like, it's there, and I thought, well, I'm going to ask because I'm curious, but that's as far as it's going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You will. I will continue to let you rule this domain and sit on the Iron Throne.
Of yeah. Gossip. The House of Abathaunt congratulates you. Never thought you'd hear that, did you?
No, I honestly thought you'd never watch Game of Thrones. I thought it would be one of the hills that you would die on.
Oh, that's another show I forgot. The Hills. That's definitely pretty high.
See, just helping you out.
See, that's the difference with Joel and I. You listed off a lot of, like, crime shows and stuff.
Yeah.
I was, like, super into, like, all those teeny, like, kind of shows.
Yeah.
And reality shows. And those are definitely high on my list.
Yeah.
Like, Bachelor I love, too. But Bachelor would never be a top 10 list. It's just stupid fun. There's a difference in some of those shows. Like, but a show like The Challenge is legit the fifth American professional sport.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's serious business, man. It's serious business.
One of the things that, like, one of the shows I didn't list, but it's always been there, is, like, Law and Order.
Do-do-do-do. I'd be a good one to do is theme songs for shows. Oh, I had a question with Devin. Which theme, and I know the answer, but what theme song did you like more, Pokemon or the Digimon one?
Pokemon.
But the Digimon one is damn good, though.
No,
Digimon, digital monster. Digimon. Now I'm gonna get this stuck in your head all night.
Oh yeah, Digimon and Pokemon. Like, I can hear the beat just heading into the I want to be the very best. It's now gonna be stuck in my head.
I want to be the very best.
Josh will provide all vocals for the remainder of the Stick Boy.
Rather you like it or not,
you're stuck.
You're stuck with me singing. Game of Thrones is definitely up there.
Oh yeah.
Breaking Bad doesn't have a theme song.
Yeah, Breaking Bad's very
it's
simple.
Like, bang, bang,
but
bang,
I will admit, bang. one of the moments that definitely gave me goosebumps was the episode just before the finale, and they have them on that Charlie Rose. And
yep.
Then you just hear the slow build, the full Breaking Bad theme to him sitting there, and then him disappearing, and they have the final little bit play, and he's gone, and you know where he's going, and you know what's going to happen next, but you don't fully know, and just like, oh, this is, stuff's about to happen, and it's going to be awesome.
One really quick question here. Devin and I were talking about this, and I'd like to get your answer to this. So, from the 2000s, but I'm not counting shows that bled in from the 90s.
Yeah.
Sopranos kind of counts, but Friends doesn't count on this list, for example.
Okay.
What have been the best overall awards and everything and cultural relevance top five shows of from 2000 to 2016?
Ugh.
See, and the cultural relevance is a big deal in that because we came up with this. Thrones is one.
Yeah.
Because it's won the awards and the cultural relevance.
Yeah.
And then number two is BB.
Yep.
And then number three, maybe 30 Rock.
Yeah, it definitely has people.
But then we decided, wait a minute, remember when everyone tried to make a Mad Men show? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When they had, like, Pan Am and everything. I mean, we got Margot Robbie out of it, so thank you, Pan Am.
Yep, you've done us a service.
So we circled in 30 Rock there because of the awards, right?
Yeah.
And that was where we had Modern Family as well. But as far as culture relevancy and what it did for television, Modern Family and 30 Rock are not even on the spectrum of what Mad Men is.
Yeah, I do.
So it's probably Game of Thrones is number one as far as all those contributors, then Breaking Bad, then Mad Men. Then what is it to you? Is it The Sopranos?
Yeah.
And then it's one of those comedies. So is it Big Bang, Modern Family, or 30 Rock?
Modern Family, that had a lot more. I still think I think it goes
30 Rock was a better show.
Yeah.
That's not a question. but Modern Family won a lot. But they both won a lot of awards. The question is, it comes down to me, is the cultural relevancy. And I think more people know what Modern Family is than know what 30 Rock is. I think it's pretty close.
Yep, I definitely would agree with you on that.
Like, as far as those comedies go. I mean, you had some good years of The Simpsons in there, but it's just not the same, right?
Yeah, I definitely. Not on the same par.
No. But, yeah, there we go.
Shooting the breeze.
Shooting the breeze. So until next time, cheers.
Oh, there's so many things to reference from this. John Bones Jones is an idiot, and I'm dying on that hill.
Enjoy the day. Check out One Fall on Instagram and our Facebook page. Just search up One Fall. Enjoy the day, people.